This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. There are no impeachment hearings on Capitol Hill this Thursday, but it appears more people heard a phone call between President Donald Trump and EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
The phone call was a surprise revelation at the first public hearing in the impeachment inquiry. It came from the acting U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, William Taylor.
A member of my staff could hear President Trump on the phone asking Ambassador Sondland about the investigations.
A source tells the AP a second person also heard that call, which was made a day after President Trump's phone call with the president of Ukraine, which set off the impeachment inquiry. The second diplomatic staffer also at the table was Foreign Services Officer Surya Jayanti. The staffer Taylor testified about is David Holmes. He is scheduled to testify behind closed doors. Ed Donahue, Washington.
One person has been killed and five others wounded in a school shooting outside Los Angeles, California. The active shooter situation was first reported early Thursday morning at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita, California. Other schools in the area were also locked down. Captain Kent Wegener of the Santa Clarita Sheriff's Homicide Bureau said the suspected shooter used a .45 caliber pistol to shoot four other students and then himself.
Detectives have reviewed the video at the scene, which clearly show the subject in the quad withdraw a handgun from his backpack, shoot and wound five people, and then shoot himself in the head.
One victim, a 16-year-old girl, died of her injuries at a local hospital. The suspected shooter is reported in grave condition and under arrest, also at a local hospital. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Dutch-led team investigating the 2014 downing of a Malaysian Airlines jet over Ukraine has released new phone intercepts, saying they show ties between Russian military and political officials and separatists in eastern Ukraine were much closer than previously known. The intercepts were released November 14th as part of a new push by the Dutch team, known as the Joint Investigative Team, seeking a new witness for the crash of MH17, which killed all 298 people on board. The plane was flying between Amsterdam and Kuala Lumpur when it exploded and crashed in territory in eastern Ukraine held by pro-Russian fighters. Investigators have said that a sophisticated anti-aircraft missile system known as a Buk was used in the attack. They said the weapon came from Russia. Moscow has repeatedly rejected the conclusions of the Dutch-led team. Hong Kong pro-democracy protesters paralyzed parts of the city for a fourth successive day Thursday, forcing schools to close and blocking highways as students built campus barricades and the government dismissed rumors of a curfew. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
On university campuses across Hong Kong, thousands of students dug in on Thursday. Surrounded by piles of food, bricks, petrol bombs and other homemade weapons, they're waiting for what happens next amid the city's escalating violence.
Actually, we don't know. We need to see how the government responds, see how they respond to our tactics, and then we'll decide our next step.
Police have said they will temporarily avoid direct clashes with what they called high-spirited rioters in order to give themselves a breather and avoid injuries. But they have said one institution, the Chinese university, has become a weapons factory and arsenal and referred to protests on all campuses as another step closer to terrorism.
That's David Doyle of Reuters. Turkey said Thursday it would deport an American Islamic State detainee who was stranded at the border for several days. Lucy Fielder reports.
Turkey said on Thursday it would deport an American Islamic State fighter to the United States. It announced from Monday that it would start sending Western foreign fighters back to their home countries, whether they agreed to take them or not. That's the suspected American fighter standing in the buffer zone on the Greek-Turkish border. He was stranded here for several days after Greece refused him entry. Turkey's Interior Ministry said the United States had agreed to take him back. The announcement came a day after President Tayyip Erdogan held talks with U.S. President Donald Trump in Washington to tackle mounting differences.
That's Lucy Fielder of Reuters. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.